Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Well, John, it wasn't a terribly successful trip for the heads of the three big automakers in Washington, D.C. They tried and failed to convince lawmakers they too urgently need help in this financial downturn. After 2 days of testimony, they go back to Detroit empty-handed.
Carrying their heads, it seemed to me.
Yeah, it wasn't one of their finer moments. No. Also on the Hill, a clash in the ranks of the Democratic leadership. And meanwhile, the markets here plunged, and this morning the news is not so much better overseas. We turn to Todd Zwillick, reporter for PRI's Capital News Connection, for a wrap on what went on Capitol Hill yesterday. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So is it fair to say today that the bailout proposal for the auto industry is dead?
Still not dead, but circling the drain. Isn't that what they say? There will be probably a procedural vote today, and there doesn't look like there are 60 votes, and you always need that magical 60 votes. It doesn't look like there are 60 for any approach that's out there. There is one bipartisan group that's trying to find a compromise. I don't think anybody has a whole lot of confidence that they'll get it. So if nothing coalesces around 60 for some form of money for the auto companies, what they'll wind up doing is probably trying to pass a 13-week extension for unemployment benefits for everyone who's lost their job and then head on home.
I want to get your reaction to some sound that you got from Senator Chris Dodd.
There are other options for dealing with this in the absence of Congress being here. So it isn't as if there are no other means by which you could deal with a situation that came right up to the brink.
So what was he talking about, Todd?
Well, it seems like Chris Dodd kind of started throwing cold water on this whole idea of an auto bailout, you know, a couple of weeks ago, while everyone else, a lot of other Democrats were pushing the idea. Dodd, I don't know if you remember, came out about a week and a half ago out of a hearing and said, yeah, it's a good idea. I just don't think we have the votes for it. And right away, you see the chairman of the Banking Committee throwing cold water on this. What he's saying there, and that's what he said late yesterday, it seems like he's laying the groundwork, reassuring people, even reassuring the markets that if Congress goes home today or tomorrow with no immediate money for the auto companies, that yes, Treasury, if they reach the brink, if GM goes under between now and February or January when there's a new Congress and a new administration who may be more willing to do something, Treasury has the ability or Federal Reserve has the ability in an emergency to step in with some money. So there's even a lifeline there is what he's saying.
Okay, so we'll just keep watching and waiting to see if something comes of that. But let's turn now to this clash, it seems, between Michigan's John Dingell and California's Henry Waxman.
Yeah, clash of the titans. Have you ever watched football on Fox, either of you, at any time?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know when the two football helmets sort of collide and sparks and smoke fly out everywhere and it's a colossal explosion?
Yes.
This is kind of the house version of that. These two.
That's totally awesome.
John Dingell, 27 terms in the House. Third longest serving member of Congress in history. Henry Waxman, 18 terms. Doesn't have as much seniority as Dingell, right? Challenging Dingell for his gavel on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And what's at stake this morning in the vote in the Democratic caucus? Control over huge chunks of health care policy, energy policy, global warming. You know, no big deal. So the stakes are huge. The committee's huge. Henry Waxman won a vote in the Steering and Policy Committee yesterday. That's a 50-member committee. Think of that as kind of a primary for the Democratic caucus. Waxman won that vote 25 to 22, I believe, or 25 to 21. It's extremely rare for a chairman like Dingell to lose a vote like that. It doesn't necessarily mean Waxman's going to win today. It's a secret ballot. You don't know how people are going to vote. But it was rare yesterday for Dingell to lose that vote, so they vote this morning.
And so what does that say to you about what's going on? Is it a fundamental approach issue?
Well, we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. You know, if members – members really do have a choice here between these two candidates. Dingell, throughout his career, look, he's from Michigan, very pro. His wife is a famous GM lobbyist, pro-auto industry, their staunchest defender in Congress, pro-business, and very moderate, kind of slow-moving on environment and global warming issues. So if people vote for him, they vote to protect seniority. John Dingell's our most honored member. We protect his seniority. We're not going to kick him out. He hasn't done anything wrong. That's one approach. The other approach is Henry Waxman. He's liberal. He's aggressive on the environment. He's aggressive in regulating industry. And he's aggressive against – he has been aggressive against the Republican administration. Mm-hmm. If members say we want – you know, Barack Obama has this first 2 years where he has big ideas. He wants real change, drastic change. If people see – Henry Waxman as the means to that, and you're a liberal and you want big change on the environment, big change on health care, big change on energy, you might vote Waxman. So that's,
Waxman,
I think, those are the dynamics.
Waxman is a much better Halloween mask, I think, than
They're both not bad.
Oh, my. Todd Dwillick, thanks again for that report, and we'll certainly be checking in with you on that vote. Todd Dwillick, Capital News Connection for PRI.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Dwillick.